The coronavirus is spreading quickly in Massachusetts jails and prisons. At last count, there were more than 150 positive cases among prisoners and staff. The hardest-hit facility is the Massachusetts Treatment Center in Bridgewater, where four prisoners have died from COVID-19. Those are the only prisoner deaths reported in the state so far. To help conditions, state correctional facilities say they've released more than 300 prisoners in the past week. WBUR's Deborah Becker has more.
Among the 37 prisoners infected at the Massachusetts Treatment Center is 48-year-old Mooney Moses, according to his attorney, Michael Nam Crane. He says Moses told him that he tested positive for the virus and had several symptoms.
But, you know, he suffered a lot. He basically was at a point where, you know, he had a hard time breathing. You know, his muscles ached, couldn't move.
Nam Crane says medical providers saw Moses, and he was isolated in a single cell, given Tylenol and an inhaler.
He was basically left in his cell and given what you would, you know, give a child for a flu, not an adult for the coronavirus.
He says Moses is recovering and is still in isolation. Moses is among the more than 560 men in custody at the treatment center, which holds men deemed sexually dangerous. Moses was convicted of rape and is serving a life sentence. The first positive coronavirus test of a prisoner was reported at the treatment center on March 21st, and the numbers keep rising. The prison with the second highest numbers of coronavirus positive prisoners at 26 is MCI Framingham, the state prison for women. Thomasina Baker's daughter, Kimia Faust, is there. Baker's daughter told her that she was watching as a prisoner was removed from her cell.
She was on the phone with me and she says, "Mom, I'm like seriously afraid because they just came in here and just took her."
Her daughter told her there's no word as to whether that was related to the pandemic, and it's not the first time that happened.
Three people came in hazmat suits and took one of the prisoners out. They just took her somewhere and they haven't seen her since.
Other people, also concerned about incarcerated loved ones, say it's impossible for them to stay 6 feet away from each other. And just like on the outside, they say there's little testing. A report from the state's highest court yesterday backs that up. According to the report, jails and prisons administered about 500 tests of prisoners and staff last week. Liz Matos with Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts says that's not enough. She points out there are almost 15,000 people incarcerated and thousands of correctional workers, and in some jails, there's no testing.
You have a number of counties reporting zero tests, so we have no way of knowing who is actually walking around COVID positive and possibly transmitting the virus to others.
Barnstable, Dukes, Franklin, and Bristol counties reported no testing of prisoners last week. Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson says despite the report, about a half dozen tests have been done there. He says no prisoners have tested positive or are showing symptoms, so he doesn't see the need for increased testing. Also, Sheriff Hodgson says releasing people is not the right response.
Taking people out of a place that's got control and support, by and large, most of whom don't have good disciplines around self-discipline, going out into the community and thinking somehow that they're going to just be fine is really short-sighted.
As for state prisons, the Department of Correction says its steps for the pandemic include increased cleaning and banning visitors. All prisons are now in lockdown. The SJC report says the DOC has released 13 prisoners and tested 183 people last week. Governor Baker maintains there is enough testing.
We follow DPH protocols on this stuff, and we've done a great deal of testing and continue to do testing.
The report on prisoner releases and testing is from a so-called special master appointed by the Supreme Judicial Court. It's part of the court's ruling that said some prisoners could seek release because of the coronavirus risk. Weekly reports are expected, and the ruling leaves open the possibility that the High Court may have to intervene again if the virus doesn't subside. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.